and see them as Jesus saw them. Multitudes scattered without shepherds that need someone to teach them. You see? So keep reading the story. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past." Stating the obvious, right? And what's the next three words, verse 36? Send them away. Now, I don't want to be too harsh on the disciples tonight. Because remember, they were there with Jesus, and Jesus said, "Let's go to a private place and do what?" And rest, right? When they got to the private place, there wasn't much resting going on because the crowd was there, right? And Jesus is teaching. And I'm a visualizer, and, you know, I preach to kids all the time. And I can just see Peter, James, John, Andrew, and all them over there, and I can just see them. I thought we were coming to a quiet place. I thought we were going to have some time with Jesus and us. They probably weren't looking at their watch. They didn't have one. They probably drew a, you know, mark on the ground or watching the shadow. Is he going to go all day? You know he's going to go all day. Once he starts teaching, he can't stop. I can just see the disciples. I don't get the idea the disciples were real thrilled about what was going on. Because when they came to Jesus, what did they say to Jesus to do with the people? Send them away. Now, let's not be too harsh, because are we ever that way? God sends people in among us. There goes my fellowship. There goes my seat. Yeah. Those people are going to take some work. Isn't that how we are? But Jesus said, if you love me, do what? Feed my sheep. They said, send them away that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread. I love the last statement, for they have nothing to eat. Now let me give that to you. Do you think they cared about those people? Send them away, Jesus, so they can go buy bread, because they have nothing to eat, and neither do we. We're hungry. Remember, we've been over here working. We didn't have time to eat. We came over here to have a leisure time and eat. And now we're going, you taught all day. And these people need food. And we need food too. You ever feel that way? You ever felt neglected by your pastor? You don't have to raise your hand. You ever felt neglected and said, well, what about me? What about me? What about me? Jesus said, if you love me, feed my sheep. Now, I'm going to help you with something in just a moment. Well, let me just say it to you now. If the sheep get fed, you get fed. Amen? I mean, you know the story, right? You know what took place, right? And when Jesus fed the people, who else got to eat? Who do you think kept the leftovers? You know? Amen? All right? So just read the story, all right? Because I love verse 37. When they said, send the people away, Jesus in verse 37 said, give ye them to eat. I like that. Well, I'm not, you know, I've been traveling too long, and sometimes I might say things I probably shouldn't say, but I'll just say it anyhow. This is the number one thing people tell me when they leave their church. This I've heard this dozens of times in my life. Well, Brother Smith, I'm leaving that church because I'm just not getting fed anymore. I hear that all the time. And I'm like, the disciples, that's what they were saying, right? And Jesus said, how about you feed the people? How about you be a feeder instead of an eater? Because if you become a feeder instead of an eater, you'll get to eat too. Amen? This is why people die in churches, because they stop giving out. They stop being a teacher. So it gets old. It gets boring. The disciples answered, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give it to them to eat? Now look at verse 38. He saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? And I want you to note these next three words, because they're very, very important. He said, go and see. He said, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And they came back and they said, what? 5 and 2 fishes. All right. And you know the rest of the story. They sat them down in multitudes of 50. Jesus told them to. And I don't know. I just like to visualize it. I like to just see them sitting everybody down. There's over 5,000 men plus women and children. Everybody's in groups of 50s. And then Jesus takes the bread and he breaks it. Can you see as he hands that bread to the different disciples and the fish? And you walk up to the first group of 50. And you've got like, you know, a quarter of a loaf of bread. How much are you going to give each person? Here's yours. I mean, you can see Thomas, right? I mean, you're just not going to, you know, here. But somewhere, and you just got to imagine this, that somewhere as they were breaking that bread and giving it to others, they realized something. It doesn't quit. And I can almost imagine them starting to break off bigger chunks and bigger chunks. And it just doesn't quit. Now, hold on. Jesus didn't tell this story of feeding the multitudes so that we can entertain ourselves. He's trying to help us understand a truth that is all through his teachings. Feed the sheep. Feed the sheep. Feed the sheep. And they did. They fed the multitude and there was lots left over. And I'm trying to say tonight that if you love God, he says, feed the sheep. But people always say this. They say, Brother Smith, I just can't. Sounds like the disciples. Feed these people. How are we going to feed these people? How am I going to teach my neighbor? How am I going to teach my parents? How am I going to teach my children? How am I going to teach my relatives? How am I going to teach the people where I work? How am I going to do that? Let me tell you how you're going to do it. You have the Spirit of God inside of you. That if you're a child of God and you'll listen to the teaching and the preaching that is given to you from the pulpit and from your pastor, you're going to be able to teach others also. I'm just telling you, you're going to be able to. God says so. If you'll listen and grow. Now, you won't be able to teach above what you grow. So if you stop growing, you stop being able to teach beyond that. You can't teach beyond what you live and do. But if you'll follow the Bible and do it and do what the Bible says and take the steps that God says, you will be able to teach others. Now, that doesn't mean you can answer everybody's questions. Now, a few years ago, I learned something. I became the smartest man in the world. I realized that I have the answer to any question anybody wants to ask. I used to be afraid to say, does anybody have questions? Because, you know, but then one day I found the answer. You ask me any question you want to. It's real simple to say, I don't know the answer to that question. Amen. Let's go on. I'll find the answer later. But listen, people might ask you questions you can't answer. That's okay. It's real simple. You say, I don't know that, but here's what I do know. Amen. I know what the Bible says here. I know what God has done for me. You can teach people. Now, that's the end of that story right there in Mark chapter number 6. If it stopped right there, we would be done right now, but it doesn't stop there. They fed the multitudes. They picked up all the baskets that were left over. Now, look in your Bible over in the book of Mark chapter number 8. Mark chapter number 8. Now, I don't know how many days passed between Mark 6 and Mark 8. I just know that it is a later time in the life of Jesus Christ. And in Mark chapter number 8, once again in verse number 1, it says, in those days, the multitude being very great. So sometime from when he left in Mark 6, he's now teaching elsewhere and there's another great multitude of people. And interesting enough, the Bible notes, having nothing to eat. Jesus called his disciples unto him and saith unto him. Now notice in verse number 2, I have compassion on the multitude, because they've now been with me, how long? 3 days. Now, that's very different from Mark chapter number 6. Do you think the disciples had compassion on the people when they said, send them away? No. But Jesus now says, I have compassion on these people. But how many days have they gone without eating? 3 days. In Mark chapter number 6, how many days did they go without eating? Just one day. And the disciples came over and said, we need to eat. Send these people away, right? But after 3 days of teaching, Jesus stops and Jesus calls his disciples and said, I have compassion. They've been here 3 days and they have nothing to eat. Verse 3. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from afar. So Jesus lays out the situation. And in verse 4, his disciples answered him. Now look at this answer. From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? Now, wait a second. Are these not the same disciples that were there when there was 5,000? There's only 4,000 here. When there was 5,000, were these not the same disciples that Jesus said, what do you have? They had 5 loaves, 2 fishes from the boy. And Jesus took it, he broke it, and he said, are these not the same disciples? And Jesus says, we need to feed these people. And not one of them said, we know you can do this. What did they say? How are we going to do this? Talk about short-term memory. I'm not sure. But I look at that, and let's see, I'm going to be hard on the disciples, because have you ever done that? How many of you have ever seen God answer a prayer? Have you ever seen God do something great? Can I ask you a question? Did God save you? He saved you. So why is it that we think that God can't save people today? The same God that saved you, are you like something better than everybody else? The same miracle that God did in saving you, he can still do again this week, right? Has God taught you anything? Has God grown you in your Christian life from here to here? Sure he has. Well, don't you think that God can still grow people from here to here? But we forget, right? We forget that what God did, he can do it. Again, and the disciples, we can't feed these people. How are we going to do this? I'll read this because I'm not making it up. The disciples asked in verse 4, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread in the wilderness? In verse 5, he asked them, how many loaves have ye? Now, here's your memory test. Back in chapter number 6, when he said, how many loaves have ye? What did he tell them to do? Go and see. Does he tell them to go and see this time? No. He said, how many loaves have ye? And what did they immediately say? Where did they get that 7 loaves from? Did they go find a boy with the 5 loaves and 2 fish? Where were the 7 loaves? Let me tell you where they were. Right there in their pockets. That's probably why they didn't interrupt Jesus after day one, because they probably had 12 or 14 loaves at day one. And they're over there snacking. Now, I'm not going to prove all that, but I just want you to understand. They had the loaves. And they're sitting there. I think they're feeding themselves. And they don't care about anybody else. And for 3 days, Jesus is teaching, just waiting for one of his disciples to come over and say, Jesus, could you pause for a little bit? Look what I got, Jesus. A loaf of bread. Remember when you took those loaves from that boy and you fed everybody? I got a loaf. Let's feed them all again. Because listen, it's really easy in our Christian life to stop caring about other people. I've gotten saved. I've grown. My life is okay. I've got my church. I've got my pastor. He gives us good messages. And we get, could I just say it, fat and happy. Why the world is starving. Oh, look at this. Because when he asked them how many loaves they had 7. Look what it says in verse 7. Look at verse 7. And they had a few what? They had it. Those disciples had everything they needed for Jesus to do the miracle. But they were keeping it to themselves. Listen to me tonight. If you're saved, you have everything you need for God to do the miracle again. But often we just keep it to ourselves. And if God has taught you something and grown you and changed your life, you have everything you need to see somebody else's life changed. But we just keep it to ourselves. We just keep it there. We know the story. Jesus told them once again to sit the people down. He took the 7 loaves. He took the few fishes. And he blessed them. And they fed the people. Verse 9, they that had eaten were about 4,000. And he sent them away. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Christian tonight, are you saved? You're a Christian, right? Do you love God? I don't doubt your love tonight. But if you love him, what does he say to do? Feed the sheep. Feed the lambs. Whether it's small children, teenagers, old people, every single one of you ought to be teachers. I'm not saying you have a class in the church necessarily where you stand in front, but there ought to be some people in your life that you're teaching what God has taught you. That every time you learn something new and you begin to live it in your life and you see how it affects your life, you take what God has given you and you feed the sheep. Now here's what happens. You start feeding sheep. They want to know where you're getting it from, amen? Where are you getting all that from? Well, I go to church. Isn't that what sheep do? If one sheep's feeding, what do the other sheep do? They come running. We all know that, right? You show up in the field, it's feeding time, here they come, right? They all come running. Do you know why the people came to Jesus? Because he was what? It wasn't the bread. Now, I know that some came because they were belly-filled, and I know when he got down to the truth, many turned away. Don't misunderstand that. I realize that not everybody's going to like the teaching. And you'll teach people that'll say, that teaching's not for me. Let me tell you something, my friend. There's 6-point-some billion people on this earth. I don't think you're going to run out of people. Right? I just don't think we're going to do it. I don't think we're going to reach the world. If 1 billion reject us, there's still 5 billion more. Amen? If 2 billion reject you, there's still 3 billion more. So why don't we as God's people say, you know what? I love him. I'm just going to try to find times, places, and opportunities to teach people what God has taught me. While I'm driving down the road, at the workplace, at my family meetings, I just want people to know what God has done for me. I preach this tonight because it works. It's really God's way. 2 Timothy 2:2 talks about teaching men, faithful men that will teach others also. And oftentimes we complain because we don't have faithful men. How did you become a faithful man? You were just magically that way? How did you get to where you are today? You got there because somebody taught you. Somebody influenced you. Somebody fed you. If I want others to be where I am, you know what I have to do? I have to feed them. I have to feed them. I have to feed them. And if they're not liking the food, I got to work hard to make the food better. Find someone to teach. By the way, I think the disciples got it. Because when you read the book of Acts, Peter, teaching, teaching, teaching. All through the book of Acts, it says, and daily in every house they cease not to teach and preach the Lord Jesus Christ. Could you start with one? Could you just say, God, give me one person that I want to be a teacher to? Could you give me one lamb to feed? Well, good night. If we did that, we double right there. Isn't that amazing? You ever think about that? We just double. And you know what? All of a sudden, you're going to say, this is kind of fun. Maybe I could have 2 or 3. I mentioned this morning about a man in Zimbabwe that really got a hold of this. When I left, he's teaching 17 people every week the Word of God. Some of them were not saved when he started. Now they've gotten saved. I'll not forget one of them. His name's Lucky. And I'd witnessed Lucky before, and then they went to him. So they started met with him several times. And I said, I'd like to go see Lucky today because I know, you know, he's not saved. I'd like to go visit with him. So we went up to where he was at and sat down there on a log outside his house. And, man, I waxed eloquent for like 30 minutes, man. I was witnessing to him. I'm giving him scriptures. I'm using all my best illustrations. I mean, I'm working that because I want this guy to get saved, you know. And I'm doing everything I know, you know, to make it clear. And I get all done. I said, Lucky, what about you? He said, oh, I'm saved. I said, when did you get saved? He said, well, last week after these guys left, I took that John and Romans and I read through it again. And he said, I asked the Lord to save me. Now I'm thinking, why didn't you tell me that 20 minutes ago? But you know why I got saved? Because somebody kept teaching him. And now that his house, there's usually 3 to 4 people that meet every week. And that man sits down with them and he's teaching them through the Word of God. I'm just saying anybody can do that. Anybody can. You know, have people at your house, have a little tea, and teach the Word of God. It's not a replacement for church, because you've got to keep coming to church so you can get fed. Amen. So you'll teach others. But I'm going to tell you something. You're going to come back to church with a different attitude. Because you're going to come back to church saying, teach me, preacher. Because I'm feeding sheep. And I need lots of feed. So would you in your heart say, God, would you give me? Would you show me? Would you lead me? Would you guide me? Lord, I want to feed the sheep. Let's pray tonight. Father in heaven, please help us. God, thank you for this week. Lord, I want to say thank you for what you're going to do. Father, we expect you to do great things, things which we cannot do. But we can't do the miracle. We cannot save a soul. But Father, you can, and we believe that. And well, that's why we're expending the time, the energy, the efforts this week. But God, it's about people, touching people. And so God, Lord, we'll have a program. We've got a lot of things to arrange and manage and organize to make things function. But God, let us not lose sight of the sheep. And Lord, maybe in a small conversation we have with somebody as we're riding in a van, picking them up, sitting outside during snack time. Well, there's going to be a lot of herding sheep that come through here this week. God, could we help them? Could we feed them? Could we give them something? Lord, as we go out into this world, and some people won't be able to be here this week, but they'll be in a workplace. And Lord, at their workplace, there's a lot of herding sheep. There's people that are lost, and they need to hear the gospel. And well, we have the truth, and well, we need to know how to feed them, that they might grow and understand, be saved, and follow you. Lord, help us with that. Lord, we might interact with people in our family, people in our neighborhoods. God, help us to have our eyes touched that we might see the people as you saw them, be moved with compassion, and find a way to teach the great truths of the Word of God. And Lord, please bless us this week. Bless our Bible school. And Lord, we ask this in your precious and holy name. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.